Pick your tools up.
Oh, yeah.
Scotty Cam is here. He joins us right now. Scotty, good morning.
Morning, guys. Nice whistle. I like that.
Thank you. I've been practicing that. Like, I can get the good whistle with most fingers. Can you whistle with all of your fingers, Scotty?
Yes, just about. I got a little bit of a dog whistle that I do without the fingers, and I got the loud one for the kids with the fingers.
Can you
when the kids are miles away. My kids are like, when they were little, they've been in their 20s now, but they were like deers drinking at a dam. I'd whistle and they just stand straight up and look where the whistle was coming from.
Get them trained well. Can you do the thumb and the pinky? Can you do the thumb and the pinky?
That's a very personal question.
Yeah. That's what I do. Index finger and thumb.
Index finger and thumb.
One.
No, but can you do your pinky and your thumb?
No, I can't even touch my pinky with my thumb.
I'm the same as you.
Touché.
Are you from the circus?
Yeah. You should see him, Scotty. He definitely is.
I certainly am. Yeah.
Now, Scotty, we're talking of tradies at the moment, and there's a lot of chatter on here on the sunny coast because I think we've been very lucky up here when, you know, our brothers and sisters like your good selves down in Melbourne have been copping it hard. The sunny coast has been in a bit of a bubble, and we've been our construction industry up here is going gangbusters, and there's probably an unprecedented number of people doing trades up here. If you had your time over, what trade would you pick to do now? And are you encouraging your kids to do trades? Because it seems like now tradies are the way to go, certainly where the money is.
Yeah, look, absolutely. And I'm obviously a big advocate of doing an apprenticeship and, more importantly, taking an apprentice on, because all those tradesmen and women out there, they got to start somewhere.
Mm,
And so, therefore, it's almost an obligation to give a kid a start these days. You know, get them out there, get them working. I'd still do carpentry. That's what I always love, working with my hands and building with working with timber. So I'd definitely do a carpentry trade again. I'd certainly encourage my kids to do a trade, whether they want to do it or not is up to them.
Sure.
But I've got a workshop and I've got a lot of gear and I've got a tipper. I've still got all the stuff I had from when I had a business. And so if one of my kids decides to become a chippy, he's walking straight into a heap of gear.
He's got it all there. Hey, Scotty, just so what kind of things do you do? What do you make in your workshop that you've got there?
Look, I just do stuff around that I need for around the house and gear like that. But I just made myself a knife stand. I bought some nice Japanese knives because I like doing a bit of cooking. And I just made a knife stand out of Syrian cedar, which is sort of like a same as Australian cedar, and it's beautiful red timber, and I just did that for the kitchen, a knife stand. I'm doing a big, I had a couple of church pews, and I pulled them apart, and I'm making a big 6-foot cutting board one of my kitchen benches.
Nice.
How good is that?
I'm gluing that, I'm putting it through the thicknesser at the moment and doing mucking around with that at the moment.
You spill some water on it.
That's what I've got to do, just stuff I like doing.
To get holy water if you spill the water on the table as well. That's pretty good. Where'd you get your hands on the church pews? Now, Scotty, I need to talk to you because last time we spoke, you said if we could get you a couple of blocks at the Sunny Coast, you'd consider doing the block 2021 or even in the future up at the Sunny Coast.
Yeah.
Now, I do have a spot down at Golden Beach that might be good for you.
five blocks. Have we got five?
I do. Ooh. Yeah, I could. I reckon we could sort that out for you. Now, can we get a commitment from you? Like, if we can sort this out with the Sunshine Coast Council to sort you out with a few blocks, would you be keen to do it up here?
Oh, 100%. You give me five blocks on the beach, and I mightn't even do the block. I'll just take it myself.
Oh, damn it.
Genius.
I didn't say that out loud. Just give me the five blocks and we'll talk about it.
Okay. That is perfect. That's good. Scotty, nice to chat to you. We're loving the block again this year. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks, guys. See you later.